You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the Dundalk card on Friday evening. We've got seven races to go at. It is, of course, Gold Cup Day as we record this. Andy Holding joins us live from Cheltenham. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
How's things?
Very good, mate. Yeah, it's enjoyable work so far.
Yeah. Well, and look so far this week?
Yeah, can't complain. Yeah. Had a nice little touch on the King Horse to be second to Limini without the favourite yesterday at a big price.
Nice.
Dusky Legend. Mm. So that was quite good. Yeah, a few winners along the way. Without reeling them all off. Yeah, certainly kept me ahead of the bookmakers, although I haven't been backing all these short price favourites like a lot of heavy hitters have, and I think bookmakers are in serious danger of some results today by the looks of it.
Mm. OK, well, hopefully we can boost any profit made from Cheltenham, or indeed, just more winners, really, at Dundalk. We've got seven races to go at, as I said. We're going to start with the 6 o'clock, which is a maiden over 7 furlongs. A few of these are beginning to look pretty exposed, Andy. It's not the strongest maiden you'll ever see.
No, after the fury of Cheltenham, half an hour later, we've got a claimer at Dundalk to kind of bring us all back down to earth with a bump. But I quite like the shape of this race, however. Just 9 runners going to post, and only really 3 or 4 you can fancy with any great confidence. And Power Grid certainly has to be the number one choice on my list. Based on that run the other day, off a bit of a break, finished third in a good race, won by Drillmaster, of course, runs later on in the car. There was a strongly run affair as well, very competitive nursery, and I think a run of that nature, similar to that, would certainly give this horse a massive chance. Certainly looks a decent each-way bet this morning anyway. It's putting rather foolishly in the racing post at 8-1. I think you can probably get around about half the odds for James Fiend's charge. Now, well drawn, and hopefully it'll finish as strongly off as it did last time out and give us a massive run for our money in the first.
OK, Power Grid gets the nod in the opener. The 6.30 is next up. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs. Again, there's precious little recent form to go off, with the exception of one horse, Tom Dooley, who's been in good nick of late. That's not to say that other horses couldn't get involved here, because a few of these do have a bit of back class, particularly at the track. But we'll start with Tom Dooley here, Andy. Would surely have strong claims.
Yeah, in a weak-looking race, he's my nap on the card. So he's already been quietly punted this morning. He could have got 5-2, 9-4. He's trading roughly around about the 13-8 mark. I think actually he might even go off a little bit shorter. This yard do like a little bit of a punt, particularly when they feel as though they've got a well-handicapped horse. And that seemed to be the case with this horse here the last day when he had landed a bit of a gamble. He come from some way off the pace. They're quickening up really smartly up the inside. And the time figure he did was certainly in keeping with his performances on the turf when previously trained by Michael Morvaney. And I think with more improvement to come, now he's with this barn. We know he likes, obviously, some fellows at Dundalk. He could be something of a handicap blot here. I don't think the handicap has been too severe on him. He could have taken a little bit more punishment with only just a £4 rise. He's well drawn, and that's the key. If he's just in the same kind of mood, then he surely has the legs of this lot.
OK, next up is the 7 o'clock. It's another handicap over 7 furlongs. But this one, well, there's runners who bring a little more form to the table. Ishi Bale Grey has been in decent form. The likes of Mr. Wright and Poetic Choice coming off the back of wins. Tribal Path was in good form and may be in the handicapper's grip right now. But plenty of these that you could give claims to, and it's an open betting heat, Andy.
It is indeed. The one thing we can say, it's sure to be run at a decent tempo, courtesy of Tribal Path being in the race and one or two others that like to force the issue. That should set the race up, you'd imagine, for a bit of a closer. A Poetic Choice and Great Wide Open are the two that appeal to me here. I'd probably have the two against the field around about 5-1 each of two. I tipped Poetic Choice when it won here the last day, and she did really well to win, because I must admit, I thought with 2 furlongs to run, she had quite a bit of ground to make up. And she's not exactly renowned for absolutely putting it all in, but she didn't have to try hard for Robbie Downey on that occasion. And being as she's turned the corner now, with the Keith Clark horse in good form, I'd probably just stick with her as my number one choice. But Grey Wide Open certainly been knocking at the door. He's always been a bit of a well-punted horse, but he hasn't quite delivered yet on the all-weather surface here at Dundalk. But there are Signs that his turn might come sooner rather than later. He was fifth in a very hot handicap won by Northern Surprise the other day, and the likes of a Hatal Nasser running that race as well. So it just showed you how strong that heat was. Like I said, my speed figures are definitely pointing in the direction of these two horses. I can't split them, so let's split our stakes.
OK. Next up is the 7:30, which is a handicap over a mile. Two non-runners in this, number 2, Corker Hill, and number 9, War Room. Do not go to post as we record this at around about 11 o'clock on Friday. Bridle Path, likely to be pretty popular here, remains unexposed for respected yards in Jim Bolger. But again, plenty of dangers. The likes of Zorba the Greeks had some decent form of late. Balmont Blast makes his seasonal reappearance here. And Shark Island as well has the potential to improve a fair bit. What do you fancy in this one, Andy?
Yeah, my original choice, unfortunately, is on runner here, Corker Hill, which leaves this race a little bit more wide open than I thought. I'll probably stick with Bridle Path here. I like the way that she's progressing. And she did really well to win here the last half. Strong fraction. She came up a bit back off the pace to get up quite stylishly in the latter stages. I do like following Jim Bolger's fillies when they do strike a bit of form. Obviously, Gazorba the Greek has got to come into the argument. He seems to be running himself into form. And it wouldn't surprise me if he did get his end in front sooner rather than later. But hopefully for me, it's not tonight. The other one to consider, of course, is Shark Island. He's also bred to get this trip, and I think the extra distance he's racing over tonight could improve his chances, but I do like Bridle Path, and she gets the number one vote in the 7:30.
The 8 o'clock is next up, another handicap over a mile. Once again, plenty of these arriving in decent nick. We've got Drillmaster, who comes off the back of a win. The same applies to Ineffable for Aidan O'Brien. Prove the Point also improved markedly the last time that we saw her. What do you fancy in this one, Andy?
Yeah, I just pumped to concentrate on those that come here in reasonably good order. Ineffable, I think he's got a chance of improving. Now, the Tong Tai, of course, has been added to the cheek pieces, which saw this horse win here the last day. But I do think the form that Drillmaster and Prove the Point achieved last time out is the race to concentrate on. And Drillmaster is the choice. The further he was going the other day over that 7 furlong trip, the better he looked. And I think he'll definitely uphold the form with Prove the Point, who probably hasn't done enough to suggest to me that he's absolutely a miler through and through. So with the Charles O'Brien team in obviously good nick, the well-drawn Drillmaster with Franberry on board should hopefully follow up his win here 14 days ago.
OK, Drillmaster gets the vote in the 8 o'clock. The 8:30 is next up, and it's the penultimate race on the card, Andy. We've only got 5 runners going to posts, but that said, it's not the easiest race. We've got Ancient Sands, who comes here off the back of a win. Rummaging has the back class to go close here, and looked like he may have been coming back to form last time we saw him. Ringside Humour, another one who had looked a little bit frustrating, but won last time that we saw that one. Maurice, again, same applies to that. And Charger does like it round here, even though he's been out of sorts of late. There's 5 of them over this 1 mile, 2.5 furlong trip, Andy, but it's not an easy race to call.
It is, yeah. You summed it up quite evidently. It's a difficult one to call. The one thing we can say, though, is that Charger should, in theory, make this a decent test. Andrew Slattery's charge only knows one way of running, and that's to go hard from the front. So that should set the race up nicely for a bit of a closer here. And I quite like Michael Cunningham's filly, Maurice. She's been a very consistent horse in the last 2 or 3 runs, and she finally got ahead in front here the last day in a bit of a wild finish when she just about saw off one or two rivals breathing down the neck. She's fairly versatile regards trip. She's got quite a useful turn of foot as well. She is one, incidentally, a very strong traveller, so obviously Charger going off at decent pace should help her cause. Around about 4-1 this morning, I think Maurice's got a chance of following up that course win here last time.
OK, Maurice in the penultimate contest. The final race we're going to look at is the 9 o'clock. It is a handicap over a mile and a half. A few old favourites running in this race, Andy. Sea of Blue likely to be popular once again for Aidan O'Brien. Jim Bolger has the second in as things stand. That is Locust Standy, who isn't especially well drawn. But then you've got the likes of Shake the Bucket, Stoichkov, who we've seen run around here on a number of occasions. There's a fair few that you could probably rule out here from a form point of view, but what do you fancy in the lucky last?
Yeah, not that many, Alex, with a bit of upside here. I think there's a lot of aching and creaking limbs, very similar to me here at Cheltenham this week. Check the Bucket, Stoichkov between them there, nearly 17 years and going forward. So I'm going to rely on the younger brigade to come through here, and that leaves me with Locust Standy and more predominantly Sea of Blue. Quite like Aidan O'Brien. She won here 2 starts ago and showed that she clearly has a liking for this surface. She just got a little bit too far back here the last day. In the race won by Luis's Nuatra. And I do think that form's quite good. I actually fancied the second home that day, Al Nahar. And the time figure suggested that Sea of Blue certainly ran up to the level even in finishing third, than she did the last day when she won. I think the key to her tonight is a step up in trip. She's crying out for a distance of ground, and that should help her get back on the winning trail. So Sea of Blue, confident choice in the last.
OK, Sea of Blue gets the nod in the 9 o'clock. Great stuff, Andy. Best of luck with your selections in Dundalk today, and we'll catch up with you on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.